Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
President Trump is escalating his Twitter war with George Conway, the husband of one of his closest advisors, Kellyanne Conway.
CBS News White House correspondent Stephen Portnoy joins us. Stephen, what is the president saying today?
Well, fellas, the president is calling the husband of one of his most trusted advisors a stone-cold loser and husband from hell. Why would he do that? Well, this is a response to George Conway, Kellyanne Conway's husband, a prominent lawyer who has been an outspoken critic of the president, who in recent days has been tweeting out essentially a graphic from the DSM manual of mental disorders to illustrate how he believes the president suffers from narcissistic personality disorder. And now the president has gotten directly engaged. He tweets in the last hour, George Conway, often referred to as Mr. Kellyanne Conway by those who know him, is very jealous of his wife's success and angry that I, with her help, didn't give him the job he so desperately wanted. I barely know him, he says, but just take a look. A stone-cold loser and husband from hell. You heard in that tweet a reference to the fact that George Conway was up for a job in this administration in 2017. He was actually reported to be under consideration to lead the civil division of the Justice Department. But by the middle of 2017 and after the appointment of special counsel Robert Mueller and the firing of James Comey at the FBI, George Conway took himself out of consideration. And as I say, for the last 2 years has been a very outspoken critic of the president on Twitter. And now you see the president responding to the accusation on George Conway's part, that the president is mentally ill. And George Conway in recent days has said, you know, essentially to the president, his condition is getting worse. So this is a feud, a long-running feud, a tit-for-tat, that has the president now using very harsh words about a senior aide's husband this morning.
And we'll see what today brings. CBS News White House correspondent Stephen Portnoy on the line from the White House this morning.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.